Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. What book will you be taking with you to the beach for your vacation? You're normally a reader on the beach, aren't you?
I am going to read the fourth in the Stieg Larsson series, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I'm going to read whatever the fourth one is there. I'm also going to read a second book, a fantasy novel that my wife got for me, yet to be determined.
That's a bad bit. Why are you reading a fantasy novel, guy?
For fun, because it's fun.
What if you did something that was better than that?
Like what?
Like you read a book that was good. Have you considered that?
Yeah. That's why I'm reading this one. It's a good one. It's one of those, like, it's a bestseller.
Can we play a little guessing game? Where okay. I assume things about the book and you tell me if I'm right or not?
I actually haven't read it. I don't know anything about it. She got it for me.
Let's take a guess.
Okay.
There's going to be a dragon in it.
I have no idea. Again, when I say I don't know anything about it, she got it for me. I don't know how to.
Another guess.
I don't know how to.
There's going to be some type of person who turns into an animal at some point. And my third guess,
okay,
someone's going to be taking a ring to a village. Those are my three guesses.
There's also going to be a child with some sort of power that it can't control, but is learning as we go.
Ooh, it's learning how to control its powers. Danny, why do you love this kind of stuff so much?
Again, I don't really know how to answer the questions.
Why do you
asking.
Love the fantasy stuff so much?
Because of the excellence of it?
Let me give
the
you
enjoyment?
Some books to read. Can I give you some books to read?
No, actually.
I'll give you my Al Michaels book.
You don't read at all, so I don't really want you
I
to.
I do. I read plenty. I will give you my Al Michaels book that I finished. That's a good one. You want that one?
No.
Okay.
I'm good on Al Michaels.
You sure?
1980 happened. It was great. Appreciate it.
It's a great book.
Yeah.
I got a couple of other sports documentaries you might like.
Yeah, I've read some of those too. I love Barry Svrluga's book, The Grind, for example. That
was a good,
terrific beach read a couple years ago. Ripped right through that. So I need something with a little more teeth, a little more
dragon teeth.
Oh, I see what you did. It's so much fun.
You need something with a little bit more robots in space.
Nah, that's not even a thing. Not
what
even a genre a thing. Not even a thing.
You going to go see that movie with those guys that fly around space shooting at each other?
Which one's that?
Dark Tower.
They're not flying around space at all, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Seems like they are.
Well, I mean, you've seen both Guardians of the Galaxy movies, for example. So someone who scoffs at the whole genre, then all of a sudden you're in when it's convenient. So whatever suits you.
Are you going to read a Guardians of the Galaxy book?
No, there aren't books. They're comics.
Are you going to read them?
No.
Why not?
Because I've seen the movies.
Does your wife sit next to you while you read this stuff, or does she separate herself just in case someone walks by and sees you?
No, we all sit under the same kind of journal.
Under the umbrella?
We sit together as a family.
Is it just you two, or?
There's other people.
Who goes on this trip?
Brother-in-law, sister-in-law, mother-in-law, and then all the little kids.
Oh, it's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there ever a lot of arguing and drama, or is it mostly just decent?
It's incredibly chill.
Wow.
It's perfectly chill.
Sounds very exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's all I look forward to year round. I basically need, other people need more vacation. Good for them. I don't judge that. I need this week. And I need this week, and it sustains me for about 9 months. And then after that 9 months ends, I start pining for the week again. And then it takes me three months to build up to get this week, and then I'm recharged, and then I don't need anything else.
Are you going to take Bill Rowland?
My son?
No, the real Bill.
No,
Roland.
Not the real Bill. He's busy. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
I tried to catch you there.
He's got a lot of stuff
going
on.
So you're not going to take the guy who hosts shows here on 106.7, The Fan, that we're friends with, who calls Mason games?
Correct. He will not be making the trip with us.
I think it'd be
time.
Hysterical if it was you, your wife, and the real Bill Rowland at the beach.
I think it'd be funny for like 8 or 9 seconds. Where we're like, oh, can you believe this joke is great? We'll take a couple pictures, send him to Grant. And then,
I don't know if this is for an audience of one, just me.
Yeah, it's
but
for
I'm,
you.
I'm picturing you drop off your son, who we call Bill Rowland as his secret name on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You drop him off at Bill Rowland's house with, like, Bill's family. And then you get Bill Rowland, and he jumps in the back of your car. And then you and your wife and Bill drive to the beach. And, like, you get there, and you're, like, playing Scatch. And Bill's still doing, like, kid stuff, like the real Bill. He's, like, looking for the little roly-poly crabs in the sand, and you're trying to help him out, like, play beach games. I just think
he's wearing a George Mason onesie.
Again, I think everyone is overestimating the sustained, because like think about it, this is a week.
That's why
now the real Bill Rowland is just there for a week.
But he's sitting there at all your meals with your wife and her mom and her brother and you. And then Bill Rowland's there talking about, you know, the Mason Patriots run in 2006.
Paul Hewitt.
Yeah, he's talking to Paul Hewitt's gone guy, Dave Paulson.
Uncle Dave Paulson.
He's talking about the turnaround of the program.
Yeah.
Jai Lewis.
Again, not that funny for a week. There's 8 seconds where this is, oh my God, can you believe they did this? It's one of those things where like it's funny in the room for like a pitch idea, then you realize you can't make a sitcom.
Tom, I got an
idea.
Get Bill on the phone real quick and don't just tell him put him on hold, but don't say what's going on yet. Just call him up and say we need to talk to him. I want to ask him if he thinks it'd be funny if he went to the beach with you and your wife. Because you know how sometimes I just revel in awkward. Whatever it is when someone is uncomfortable, that's what I revel in. It's like I will go up and instead of just shaking someone's hand, I'll shake their hand, but I'll kind of rub their palm with my finger. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you do that sometimes.
I think if we get Bill on and ask him about this, I'll enjoy it. Now, maybe no one listening will enjoy it.
I don't.
And also, he's living his life. Like, he's not listening, probably.
Yeah.
He's just out and about somewhere. And we're going to ask him, hey, would it be weird if you went on vacation with Danny and his wife? And just gauge his interest.
But then this is another one where that question will be asked and no one's really going to know where to go with it. This is an analogy, a small microcosm of what this week that you're proposing would actually be like. See
right.
what I'm saying? For 8 seconds, it's funny. Like, because we call Danny's kid Bill Rowland. And now Bill Rowland, the actual Bill Rowland's on
Bill
the phone.
Do you think Bill knows that we call his kid Bill Rowland?
I'm not sure that he does. Again,
Are you comfortable with what's about to happen?
No, I think it's really dumb. But it's one of those where it's going to be funny for 2 seconds, then we realize we have more minutes to fill, we have a whole week to fill, and no one's going to know what to do.
Hey, Bill, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Going on?
What are you up to today?
Hanging out at the house.
All right. Are you listening to the show or no?
I'm not because I'm not in my car. I listened briefly earlier when I was driving around doing errands.
All right. Very good. Do you know that we call Danny's son Bill Rowland? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I had heard a rumor that was out there.
Okay, well, the reason we do that, just so you know, Danny's son's name is William.
Yes, I know that.
And so I shortened it to Bill, but we wanted a code name so that people don't really know anything about Danny's son. So now we just go by Bill Rowland. How do you feel about that in general?
I'm honored.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Very good.
You know, for Danny to have his kid, a code name of mine, that's fine.
Named after my buddy Bill.
So here's where we're at on this. So I just came up with an idea, and I wanted to bounce it off you and see if you think it would be funny, if you'd be interested.
And Bill, you'll notice that he came up with the idea, and I'm just a passenger here.
So
right now I'm a little confused because this is not the conversation that Thommy told me I was going to be involved in, but go right ahead.
Oh, what did Thom tell you?
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So we'll get to that
in a
second.
I'm going to throw him under the bus.
I told him that you were talking about Danny's vacation, which is accurate.
Okay, so we're getting to that right now.
All right, fair enough.
My idea was that Danny, because I think it'd just be funny. So vacation, you know, if you bring like a 3-year-old kid to a vacation, it's stressful. It's not as fun, right? My idea is that Danny and his wife go to your house in Fairfax or wherever it is that you live. They drop off the other Bill Rowland with your family. And then they scoop you up, and you go to the beach with Danny and his wife for a week.
Where are they going to the beach?
They're leaving tonight.
Yeah,
so you'd
right
have to pack really quickly.
But what beach?
Oh, Outer Banks.
Oh, I mean, you know, I got time.
So you'd be willing to go, but like you would just be playing games with Danny on the beach as his son. You would be sleeping.
I mean,
like if you decided you were scared, you would like go sleep in the bed with Danny and his wife. Like, I just think you'd have to carry out the bit all week.
I mean, that'd be a little creepy, but
yep.
I mean, free trip to the beach? Sure. Why not?
So, Bill, what I was trying to explain to Grant and I'm trying now to explain to everybody else is this is one of those, it would be funny for 6 seconds. Two really good photos would happen where, like, you're maybe dressed in, like, a kid's outfit and we're on the beach or something. Maybe you're digging in the sand. Then the logistics of you actually being on vacation with us and my son in where you live, this is really dumb and not worth the 6 seconds of fun that would be. Similar, to ambushing you like this on the phone.
Yeah, no, it's a great, like, really bad 80s sitcom bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's about as far as it goes.
All right, your level of interest 1 to 10, Bill, is what in actually going on vacation with Danny and his wife?
I mean, I would go on vacation with Danny and his wife, not as his kid, but I've always enjoyed my time hanging out with Danny and his wife. So, certainly, I would have a great time with them, but not as a 3-year-old.
And we would vacation well.
Danny, if I volunteer my fiancé to watch William for the week.
He's already down there. This is already over.
Oh, it
the
is?
Ship, the ship has already sailed.
Oh.
Yeah, I got him out the door this morning.
I'm not... I wouldn't replace his kid. I would go along, but I wouldn't replace his kid. That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you're willing to do it at least, Bill. At least one person that I'm talking to right now is willing to have a little fun.
And you see how this is also, we have no idea how to close the interview now. So now we don't know, hey, what else is going on? Like, no one knows what to do. This is my point, Grant. This is my
Bill,
point
when
with
will
this.
I see you next. Do you want to go to Topgolf at some point?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure, we could manage to squeeze in some Topgolf at
All
some
right.
point.
I will text you. We'll go to the Alexandria Topgolf. We'll link up.
You know that one's going away soon, so we got to.
That's not
it,
true. Everyone keeps saying that. I talked to one of the guys over there, and they told me that's a rumor.
It was in the paper that they're moving to National Harbor. So,
really?
Put on the fake news, I suppose.
Wow, maybe my intel's off. Now I got to make another call.
Maybe it is.
Thank you, Bill.
This is boring for all of your listeners. Move on and talk about the Redskins' third-string linebacker, would you?
Yes,
we're
going to
do that right now.
Thank you, pal.
Appreciate it.
Perfect. All right.
That may have gone too long.
Thank you, Bill.
So you're not going to take Bill with you to the beach?
It's so weird this happened exactly as I said it would go.
No, I thought it went really well, actually.
We got one note, then all of a sudden we got to carry that note for another 10 minutes.
We got John Wall coming up this half hour. Also, let's get into Dachson Pryor versus Garcon Jackson next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.